Listening, Part 4. You will hear a conversation. You will hear the conversation twice. Choose the correct answers.
Now, Carl, we really have to talk about moving house.
Yes. As I see it, there are two choices, Anna. We either get an apartment or a small house in the city, fairly near my new job, or we get a bigger place in the countryside. What do you think?
Well, it's not really such a problem for me, as I work at home. With email and internet and everything, it's not so important for me to be in the city. But you have your job. You work long hours anyway. I don't want you spending another 3 hours a day travelling. That leaves me with all the household responsibilities of shopping and cooking. And when the baby arrives, what then?
Well, if we did move to the countryside, it would certainly have to have good transport. I'm not sure, really.
Yes, the city would certainly be easier for work, but there are lots of reasons why the countryside is better. For example, it'd be nice at the weekends to have a place where we can relax and forget all about the city. And of course, it's a better environment for the baby to grow up in.
Yes, I agree. When the baby's born, you'll appreciate having the space and being in a quiet place. Do you have any ideas about where?
Well, for example, there's this beautiful village about 15 kilometres outside the city called Crickfield. It's got a good train service to the city, and it's the best place to live. The only thing is, that means it's popular with workers in the city, so it's expensive.
Yes, that's always a problem, isn't it? The places with good access to the city are always the most expensive ones. I know that in my new job I earn more money, but I don't want to spend it all on my home.
Well, I think we should. The most important thing in life is your own environment. So one of the reasons for moving to a new job and earning more money is to improve your quality of life, and that usually means spending more money on where you live. But tell me, where would you be happier?
Well, I was thinking maybe we should start off by getting somewhere in the city, not right in the centre but within easy access, and getting used to the area. Then, in a couple of years, when we know the area and the baby is growing up a bit, we could start to look in the surrounding area and maybe move away from the centre.
Yes, that's what we'll do. Now, Carl, we really have to talk about moving house.
Yes. As I see it, there are two choices, Anna. We either get an apartment or a small house in the city, fairly near my new job, or we get a bigger place in the countryside. What do you think?
Well, it's not really such a problem for me, as I work at home. With email and internet and everything, it's not so important for me to be in the city. But you have your job. You work long hours anyway. I don't want you spending another 3 hours a day travelling. That leaves me with all the household responsibilities of shopping and cooking. And when the baby arrives, what then?
Well, if we did move to the countryside, it would certainly have to have good transport. I'm not sure, really.
Yes, the city would certainly be easier for work, but there are lots of reasons why the countryside is better. For example, it'd be nice at the weekends to have a place where we can relax and forget all about the city. And of course, it's a better environment for the baby to grow up in.
Yes, I agree. When the baby's born, you'll appreciate having the space and being in a quiet place. Do you have any ideas about where?
Well, for example, there's this beautiful village about 15 kilometres outside the city called Crickfield. It's got a good train service to the city, and it's the best place to live. The only thing is, that means it's popular with workers in the city, so it's expensive.
Yes, That's always a problem, isn't it? The places with good access to the city are always the most expensive ones. I know that in my new job I earn more money, but I don't want to spend it all on my home.
Well, I think we should. The most important thing in life is your own environment. So one of the reasons for moving to a new job and earning more money is to improve your quality of life, and that usually means spending more money on where you live. But tell me, where would you be happier?
Well, I was thinking maybe we should start off by getting somewhere in the city, not right in the centre but within easy access, and getting used to the area. Then, in a couple of years, when we know the area and the baby is growing up a bit, we could start to look in the surrounding area and maybe move away from the centre.
Yes, that's what we'll do.
That is the end of part four. You now have 2 hours and 10 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.